Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. What do I mean by that? I mean, we get into everything. I like to say it is, as I said, being complete. What do I mean? It means having income, creating an income plan, investment planning. I am an investment advisor rep. We do provide portfolio management. We have an attorney that does the estate planning. We always talk about all these things. And, of course, minimizing taxes. We are in that season. We'll talk a little bit about that. We have a lot to get into today. I would pose the question, is this market due for a correction? There's some grumblings out there about this market. I do want to talk a little bit about that. We'll also get into, of course, as I said, taxes. Are there some ideas we can get into to minimize taxes? I did something this past week, and I'm going to talk about that, which is part of the things I suggest that you do to get to a better place with taxes. Also, it's interesting, Warren Buffett came out about his number one estate planning tip. That's a pretty big estate there, but it does apply to everyone out there. So, as I said, I do want to talk about a number of things today. Let's just dive right in. And let me just start by saying, you know, we do these classes, and by the way, if you ever want to attend one of our classes, it's the new reality in our retirement. They're on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And, you know, one of the questions I posed at the beginning is, what do you consider having a retirement plan? If I asked you that, what would you say it is? And I've said before, it's not necessarily about getting to a number. It's not about growing a pile of money. It's about having a plan. And, you know, according to this was, I think, Transamerica, they said only 18% of retirees have a written retirement plan. That's pretty bad, I guess. It's pretty low. And I think, unfortunately, you know, it leads to some uncertainty. So I'm going to make this very simple. Then I'll offer this information. But you've maybe heard me talk about this before, and I'm going to drill down into each one of these. But if you think about it, I said there's really five pieces to your plan, five pillars. And I asked you, you know, where do you stand as it relates to these? The first piece is income planning. Of course, that is the one area that we have the largest concerns with. Do you know how much money you need and where it's going to come from? You know, 68% of retirees, this is according to Fidelity, have not even completed a budget of anticipated income. And so do you know where that income's going to be? I'm going to talk a little bit about that. What about taxes? What are you doing to minimize taxes? You know, when we look in the future, most of our money is in retirement plans, which means every penny is taxable. When I talk about your Social Security, your pensions, and your retirement accounts, they have one thing in common. They're all taxable. Then the third piece is, what about your investment plan? We're going to talk about that in this market. What are you doing when it comes to your investments, especially when you're nearing or in retirement? And then the fourth and fifth piece are asset protection. What are you doing to protect the assets from unforeseen events? What happens if there's a long-term illness? What happens if a spouse passes away? One of the Social Security goes away. A pension can be reduced. You could be in a higher tax bracket. So I bring these things up. And then the fifth is the estate planning piece. Do you have the right documents in place, powers of attorney, medical and financial, and do you have a living trust and a will? This is what I call being complete. Five pieces, that's it. And so we have the retirement roadmap on our website. We can also get that out to you if you want to take a look at your overall plan. So this is, again, this is kind of the blueprint to having a retirement plan. You can go to our website, download that. It's called The Five Simple Steps to a Stress-Free Retirement. But I just wanted to kind of lay that out there as a blueprint. Let me give you some quick examples. And this is something I did this week. And this falls under one of those pillars, which is taxes. If I asked you, are you doing, and we talked about a lot about this last week, tax planning versus tax preparation. And so, you know, I made some Roth contributions. You have until, I mentioned this before, you have until April 15th. We're in this window until April 15th where you can still do 2024 contributions into a traditional or a Roth. Now, I chose to do a Roth IRA. I'm going to admit this. I did not do my 2024 contributions. I know that sounds terrible, but I did get it in there. So I basically went and I deposited $8,000 for last year, 2024, I did $8,000 for this year. That was $16,000 I was able to get into a retirement account. So I was able to contribute for both years. Now, I'll talk a little bit more about what I had to do to get the money into there. But the point is, now there's $16,000 that's going to be in a Roth IRA tax-free for the rest of my life. By the way, you can contribute to a Roth IRA. Even if you're contributing to a 401k, you can contribute to a Roth IRA even if only one spouse is working. If you're not working, you can still do that. You can contribute to a Roth IRA at any age. And so when I talk about these five pillars, which I'm going to come back to every so often, see what we're starting to do in each piece. I'm trying to create taxes. So now I have tax-free income for the rest of my life. It goes tax-free to my spouse, tax-free to my children, no required distributions. That's just one move. Now, you have until April to do 2024. In fact, I had a meeting this week with someone, and they have no Roth IRAs. I come across this very often. And I'm going to give some other examples. Worked very hard, is hoping to retire at the end of this year. And I said, you know, maybe we should open a Roth. And I said, get 2024 done first. You have until April to do 2024. If April 15th comes and goes, you have lost the opportunity to contribute to that. His wife is not working, but guess what? He can put $8,000 in there for his wife too, because he has income. So this is important things. I'm just giving you one move. And so I want you to be aware of some of these ideas. It comes back, though, to, as I mentioned before, most of us do not have a complete plan. And there's this domino effect in our planning because, again, if we're looking at income planning, which we're going to get into here in a little bit, when I create income, how much of that is taxable? How much do I have to give back to the government? And so we want to try to create income, but then try to get most of it tax-free. Then how do we protect the income? The five pillars to your plan. If this sounds like something, you know, you want to take a look at as far as getting a written retirement plan, we call it the Roadmap for Retirement. Pick up the phone and give us a call. You know, our team will get together with our team. We'll put something together for you. We'll run the analysis for you. And then you can walk out with a retirement plan. Understand how I'm going to create income. How do I replace the paychecks for the rest of my life if you're married for the rest of your spouse's life? How do I minimize taxes? Again, tax planning versus tax preparation. And then what about the investments? You know, how am I set up in, you know, in this market? What am I doing to protect the assets I've worked all my life for the investments to grow? And then how do I protect them from unforeseen events? And finally, that estate and legacy piece, how do I control assets during my lifetime and then get them to my children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner? This is why I say complete. I use that term. I'll use it again. Being complete, it's the five pillars. If you want, again, if you want some information, if you want to schedule a time, just pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time just to chat. We could talk about any one of these areas and just start the process of, hey, maybe it's, you know, when was the last time, again, you sat down and looked at your plan? And this is an opportunity maybe to take action. Again, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Okay, I've got a lot more to get into. I do want to talk about what's going on in the market. I do want to get into some more ideas on taxes, income planning, and of course, the estate planning piece. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. You know, if you want any of the information we offered, I offered that retirement roadmap. I call it the blueprint or the checklist to your planning, creating a plan. It is set up. We'll include the worksheets as well. You can start this process of putting a plan in place. I think the nice thing about that is it provides clarity and more certainty to your planning. If you want to have us test your plan and really take more of a customized look, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download a lot of this information. Again, I call it the retirement roadmap, the five pillars to your retirement plan. This is about having a plan in place and addressing all those issues. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect or you're going to get there completely. Creating income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, having a tax forward tax plan, having a solid investment plan, smart discipline plan, I should say, protecting the assets for unforeseen events. What happens, unfortunately, in the event there's a long-term illness? What happens if a spouse passes away? And if I asked you that question, what would happen? Do you know? Is there something in your plan? And then finally, having the right documents in place. Those are the five pillars. I try to keep it as simple as possible. And so, again, I gave you one example earlier about tax planning, doing some things to minimize taxes in the future. There are so many things we can do. I have a report on there which has seven strategies to getting to tax-free. It's available, again, if you want to download it. If you have specific questions, this is an opportune time to start to take a look at those things. Let me take a step back here. I just wanted to, you know, I had a meeting earlier this week, and this was an individual that wanted to retire. Now, they were talking about taking their Social Security at 62. Now, when we talk about income planning, this is one of those five pillars to your plan. I made the quote before, I believe it. I think most people would say, what we've talked about, feeling wealthy in retirement really comes down to one thing, having more income than expenses. And so if I said to you, you know, I talk about replacing the paychecks, you know, and you're going into retirement and you're going to be going 20, 25, or 30 years without a paycheck, how do you feel about that? And so this example, again, this is fairly common, but this person wanted to retire, okay, and was talking about taking Social Security at 62. Now, keep in mind, if you take Social Security, and this is one of those income streams, if you take Social Security at 62, you're effectively taking a 30% less than you would have at 67. In this example, this individual would have gotten about $30,000 a year in Social Security. You know, we looked at the numbers. Now, we're testing the plan. We're going to do some analysis here. But if he waited till 67, his benefit would have been $42,000 a year. So let me just give you a couple things here why this is important to understand. Now, quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff before, there's over 2,700, this is, you know, he's talked about this, 2,700 rules in the Social Security Handbook and decisions to make. So this was the discussion we had. This was our first meeting. This is an example of what we go through. You know, we're going to have a follow-up meeting. I'm going to do the analysis for him. Now, there's no perfect answer, but if he waited till 67, okay, the benefit would have gone from $30,000 to $42,000 a year. That's $12,000 a year more for the rest of his life. And by the way, because that's a higher benefit, it would be for the rest of his spouse's life. And so, you know, again, these are decisions to make. 62, you can take it anytime between 62 and 70. You know, it grows by 8% per year plus the cost of living. But these are things, again, where these are irrevocable decisions. So if you decide to lock in at 62, at 71, you can't go back and say, man, I wish I wouldn't have locked into this report. These are where these decisions are so critical. This is only one piece of your income plan. So I just want you to be aware of the Social Security decision. And so we're going to take a look at that when he comes back. He also had a pension. And then there was also some investments. So, you know, knowing how to generate income is more important than ever because we're living longer, as we said. And I've quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff before, especially when we talk about Social Security. The risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So, you know, this is just one area of your income plan. So for those of you that, you know, want to get some information, in fact, I've offered the income planning packet before. That's on our website. It includes, one of them is the Social Security decision. Again, the claiming strategies. Going to SSA.gov. If you have not done that, please do that. He brought that in. This is one of the things we do at the first meeting. I provide a list. Hey, bring all these things in. We start to get organized. And so he had the Social Security benefits. By the way, his spouse has a Social Security benefit too. Those are two sources of income. And so we also took a look at, you know, the pension decision. That's another source of income. Most of us don't have pensions. But, you know, there's a decision to be made there. We're going to analyze that, too, because there's a survivor benefit. And so, remember I talked about this asset protection piece? He also had life insurance. So if he were to pass away, okay, the larger Social Security benefit will go to the spouse, and men usually go first. So the largest Social Security benefit is going to the spouse. He has a survivor benefit on the pension, and then he has a life insurance policy that will also help in cases. So when you start to evaluate your plan, are these parts of your plan? Have you really taken a look at these numbers? I call them the what ifs. What happens if a spouse passes away? Right? What happens if tax rates go up? And that's why I talk about these five pillars of being complete. You know, if this sounds like something you know that you want to try to analyze, understand, because it's numbers. It's not opinion anymore. We run the Social Security analysis for you. We do two, three options, and we show what happens if you take it at 60. What happens if you wait? What is your cumulative lifetime benefit? How does it work for the spouse as well? This is important stuff to know. So, again, if it's something that sounds like you want to understand these options so you can make an informed decision, it's not a perfect decision, but an informed decision, which I think is critical, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll run the analysis for you, but we'll also do a complete income plan analysis. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to get that Social Security analysis. It will also include a lifetime income. We'll analyze your pension if you have a pension. Get the information. Contact your pension provider. We've talked about creating income throughout your lifetime. I'm going to talk about the market here in a little bit. But imagine if you could have all the income replacing the income you need throughout your lifetime. How would that make you feel? Plus, you have the investments. And this was the discussion I had in this meeting. He had done a great job saving and investing. He had, you know, well, he had over $1 million in savings and investments, which is a lot. It's terrific. But technically, that's not an income. So we talked about just creating this income. We also discussed using annuities. I've talked about those before, right? There's a lot of opinion on those. I've given the examples before where he had an income gap, even with, and this is not uncommon, his goal was to get maybe to $120,000 a year. Okay, so if you have a pension and Social Security that's going to get you to $80,000 or $90,000, well, there's a gap. Well, how do you make up for that? How do you create lifetime income? Remember what I said? Separate from the investments. So we talked about his Social Security. We talked about his pension. Well, here's a third piece. We can just start stacking these things. You can also use your investments. I've talked plenty of times about having dividend income, interest income. There's ways to create income from your investments as well. And we do that. But the annuities can also create a joint lifetime income throughout both your lifetimes. And to the extent you don't go through those assets to your children and your grandchildren. So it's again, it's not a good or a bad thing. I just think something you may want to look at. And again, as I said, if you want to take a look at all of these aspects of creating income, because again, this is lifetime income. It comes in at any age. It comes in regardless of what happens in the market. It comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. So this is a way to create income that will last not only for your lifetime, but for those of you that are married, for the rest of your spouse's lifetime. Highest Social Security benefit, the pension survivor benefit, the annuities with joint life income. This is where I said feeling wealthy in retirement comes down to one thing, having more income than expenses. So I just wanted to touch upon that one piece of the five pillars. Again, if you want to get the income planning packet, it's available on our website. But if you want to talk about some of these ideas, we can run the Social Security analysis. We can run, if you want us to show any annuity illustration, you see how they work so you can make the decisions. We'll take care of it. Again, just pick up the phone. Someone on our team will help you out. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Again, if you want to schedule a time, you go to our website. We can chat for 15 minutes. These are ideas that you can start to put in place that will make a difference, I believe, in your retirement plan and hopefully provide some more confidence and reduce the stress. Coming up, I want to get into the market in a little bit here, and I want to talk to you also about some other ideas that are going to have impact on your retirement plan. You listen to Tom Fortino on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. Here we are, a complete retirement planning firm. I talk about these five pillars to your retirement plan. Having a written plan. I think I quoted Transamerica. It said that 18% of individuals out there, only 18% of retirees had a plan. And that is so critical. I know it may seem oversimplified, but I don't think it really is. I mean, how many can sit down and say they have a plan? And I'll take it one step further. Let me just The other thing is, what does it mean to have a retirement plan? It's not just having a pile of money or buying a product or, you know, getting to a number. That's not really a plan. And that's why I try to simplify it. I think this industry makes it, unfortunately, sometimes too complicated. Having income you can't outlive, creating minimizing taxes in retirement. What are you doing to get there? Are you taking any steps? I mentioned just the simple things of contributing to a Roth. I had a meeting this week, and this individual is probably going to retire in a year or so. So what we said is, let's focus on contributing to Roths. You can do Roth 401ks and Roth IRAs. When you retire in the next year or so, guess what? You're going to be in a lower tax bracket. Now we can pivot to doing Roth conversions. Those are two separate things. You can do contributions and conversions, both. And then I said, by the time you get to required distribution, what have you accomplished? Well, you've repositioned more of your money into the Roths. You now have a lower required distribution, which means you control taxes more. You may get more of your Social Security, probably will get more of your Social Security tax-free. And if taxes go up in the future, guess what? Your tax rate on all the Roth money is zero. It goes to your spouse tax-free. And so these are ideas, and then, of course, your children tax-free. Why are we not doing more? I call that forward tax planning. I spent a lot of time last week on tax preparation versus tax planning. That's only one of the two pieces. So again, I'm just giving you ideas. I can't get into everything today. That's why I offer the opportunities. If this is something you want to address, you know, just give us a call. We'll get into some of these ideas specifically. We'll do the tax analysis for you. We'll do the income planning analysis. I just talked about that too. So as I said, if it's something that sounds like, you know, you'd like some help on or chat about, again, give us a call, 630-864-6711. If you want something specific as well, we will send it out to you, okay? Again, that's why it's five pieces. I'm sorry, I stopped on taxes, investments, which I want to talk about the market in a second. When was the last time you looked at, rebalanced your portfolio? Do you know what you own in the portfolios? Often someone has three accounts, you have three accounts, your spouse has. I mentioned that Capitalize did a study that they said job changers, there's over 30 million old 401ks out there. So when we talk about having an investment plan, that's pretty important. And then the asset protection and the estate and legacy plan, that's it. That report's available on our website. You can use it as a blueprint. That's my opinion of creating a retirement plan. But let me talk about the market here briefly. The reason I bring this up is because everybody has an opinion on the market. You know, someone sells the stocks. I can watch, I've said it before, I have, you know, CNBC on in our office. I see someone saying the market's overvalued. Then I see someone saying the market's going to continue. We're going to hit 7,000 on the S&P. You know, again, those are opinions. But as far as being invested, if I said, look at the balance in your 401k, look at the balance in your investments, and now subtract 10%, that doesn't feel good, does it? And the reason I say that, this is a normal occurrence in the stock market. On average, it happens once a year. There was this, many studies have been done. I'm just referring to this recent article I read, Ned Davis from LPL, just showed that 1.1, every year, the corrections of at least 10%. Every year, there's a correction of you typically on average of 10%. So if that happened and it's a normal occurrence, what would you do? How would you react? We haven't had a significant pullback in years. So if you're looking at your investments, first of all, one of the problems I would just suggest is many of us are not really sure what we own. It's not a set it and forget it. And that's why I posed that question. When was the last time you rebalanced your portfolio? When was the last time you took a look at it? And so if we understand what we have, and if I made that comment to you, look, on average, it corrects 10%. Would that impact your decision? And I think, you know, as we get to closer to retirement, and so we end up sometimes we pull back, we get out of the market, we make decisions, and we become our own worst enemy. This is really, in a way, disheartening, because I think, you know, we take a look and we're not presented the facts. And again, things are made to be too complicated. They don't have to be that complicated. So when I start to lay out the facts, hey, this is a normal occurrence. Maybe now you can say, okay, but we have to start with having a plan we're confident with and comfortable with. I've given, as I said, when you're looking at, the first step is get organized, get the accounts. If you have three IRAs, they can all be in one. There's portability, an old 401k. I've talked about this. This is critical to your success in investing. If you have accounts all over the place, this is the reality. We don't have time to be, you know, I sat down with my wife last week and we went through the accounts. We pulled them up. And once in a while, you uncover something that you forgot about. It's just, it's human nature. But again, when was the last time you pulled up your portfolios? Do you know where your risk is? Right? I mean, how much do you have in bonds versus stocks? And if I look at bonds over the last 5 years, they've been pretty much flat. Believe it, I know it sounds crazy. You know, you get some interest. I've talked about international versus U.S. equities. Now, again, these are general numbers, but, you know, the U.S. stock market, if you look at the S&P, is up over 80% the last 5 years. International is up maybe 25%. What do you own? And when you look at target date funds, which, according to Barron's, 43% of, and I've talked about this again before, 43% of your 401ks are in target date funds, the 2030, the 2035, the 2040. I'm not saying they're terrible, but they're not the best. That's my opinion. So if we can create a investment plan that's smart and disciplined and we're confident with and we can stick with, you know, the last thing you want to do is start going backwards, especially when you saved and invested. I mentioned the meeting I had recently, a person had well over $1 million. That is terrific. I mean, that to me, it makes me feel good when I see that. But what are we doing to try to protect some of that? We're going into retirement. You know, what if we only need 4 or 5% a year? There's no, what's the benefit of taking risk? These are things we want to look at. And I will add one more thing to that. That's why I talk about coupling this with an income plan. Remember how I said there's a domino effect, things relate, create income you can't outlive. Is that going to make us feel more comfortable and confident with our retirement plan saying, okay, I'm not going to make irrational decisions. Let me rephrase that. Maybe not irrational decisions, but maybe reduce the emotional decisions. Now, if for those of you, again, if this sounds like something that you want to take a look at, your investment plan, have a second opinion, take a second look. This will be totally objective, and you'll see the numbers. We'll do a deep dive. We'll do a look under the hood. You'll know what you own. You'll know where potentially risk is, what the fees are, should you make adjustments to it. This is something, again, if you're really not sure, and it's an opportunity to get organized, then pick up the phone. Give us a call. Our team will help out. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis. And, of course, what comes with that is we'll talk about what can you do for taxes. What can you do to create income you cannot live? What can you do to protect? This is all part of the plan. And I just, you know, it's something we'll look at. Any questions you have. But I'm confident you'll walk out of here with some clarity, with some things that you can do that will make a difference. I mean, besides just the investments, you know, where they should be owned. I've talked about this before. What about the efficiency, right? What do you own in your tax-deferred versus tax-free? You know, the growth, of course, we want that in tax-free. If you're buying certain stocks, if you're into individual stocks, you know, if I'm going to own NVIDIA and Microsoft and Tesla or whatever I own, okay, I want to own them in the Roth because it's all tax-free. My account's up 100% in 5 years. That's 100% of the tax-free. By the way, the dividends are tax-free. What do I own in each bucket? Tax-free versus tax-deferred versus tax. This is so critical. How much is it costing you by not taking a look at these? Again, give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up for our newsletter, schedule a time to talk, come to one of our classes. It's all there for you. Have no excuse because there's no cost. All right, we have a lot more to get into, so please stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more about some other things that certainly have something to do with your retirement planning and hopefully some ideas that are going to make a difference. Listen to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder here of the Alpha Wealth Group. I've been talking about a number of areas. Again, you know, my mantra is having a retirement plan. It's really about five things, and that's having those five pillars. And I've offered the retirement roadmap, creating income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, having a smart, disciplined investment plan. That's important. Protecting assets from unforeseen events. Can you say you've done these things? Again, if I walk down these five pieces, and that's why we created this report. And then finally, the estate and legacy piece. Do you have the right documents in place? You know, I call them the what ifs. What if, you know, when we talk about income, well, you have longevity risk, you have market risk. You have risk from rising taxes, which is the second piece. There's this domino effect. What are you doing to try to get to tax-free? I have a report on that. What are you doing to create income you can't outlive? Then finally, the other third piece is, what are your investments? Do you know what you own? When was the last time you rebalanced and looked at your retirement plan or your investment plan? Then what are you doing? Again, God forbid these unforeseen events happen. I quoted that KFF research study that said, just looking at medical expenses, okay, they went from 5,000, I think in 1999, it was 5,000 was the average family expense for healthcare. It went up to 25,000 last year, right? So, and that doesn't include what happens if there's a long-term illness. If you have to come out of pocket, I have a client who's dealing with their parents, 12,000 a month. What does your plan say? Now, these are not fun things to talk about, you know, but I'm just bringing that up. If you haven't received answers on this and you want to take a look at it, and then the estate and legacy piece, which I'm going to talk about, you really want to take a look at your overall plan and do an assessment, then give us a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We'll dive into each one of these. You may have a lot of this done. You may have pieces of it in place. But when I talk about this domino effect, it's so important because one of these missing could, you know, cause an avalanche on other things. So that's why when we do an analysis, I look at all of those. And just if one of the takeaways from today's show is, hey, this is what it means to be complete, the five pieces, the five pillars, that's the way I think to evaluate your plan and to really look at it. So I kind of wanted to take a step back to talk about the overall plan. But as I said, you can go to our website too, alphawealthgroup.com. There's a lot of great information to download that gets into all of these pieces. You can give us a call at 630-864-6711 as well, 630-864-6711. If you want to just chat about some of these things, I'm more than happy if you want to have a 15-minute conversation. But I'm sure you'll come away with some ideas that'll make a difference. Let me just talk about one other piece here, the time we have left. I mentioned Warren Buffett. He's 894. Wow. And he was sharing his thoughts on estate planning. He said, create a will and a trust, I would say, and have your, now I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but he said, have your children read it before you sign it. You must talk about your wishes before you die. If you want money to go to charity or help one child more than the other, wow, this is some touchy stuff, it shouldn't be a surprise after you die. Now, that's his opinion. I'm not saying it's right. I like that thought. The first step is, of course, having the right documents in place. You know, the living trust, the powers of attorney, your beneficiary designations. We've talked about this. Do you have this in place? I had a conversation recently with someone. Again, this is the example of when someone calls in. We just had a conversation. We talked about a number of topics, all the things I talk about. But he mentioned that he had. He said, "Well, I think I'm in pretty good shape. Did not have a trust." And so, keep in mind, a trust avoids probate 100% if assets are titled to that, because trusts don't die and trusts don't get sick. You know, if you have an asset, and this is very not uncommon, I have people who will come in. That's why I always say, throw everything in a box and come on in. They'll say, I'll be looking at their documents and looking at some of their statements, and it'll have their name, right, on the statement. And then I say, well, do you think about getting a trust? And they say, well, I have a trust. And I say, well, these accounts aren't in your trust. You have to retitle them to your trust. So if it's Bob and Jean Smith, I don't know Bob and Jean Smith, I'm just using the name, and its name is on your bank account or it's on your deed to your home or it's on your brokerage account, it's not in your trust. It should say the Smith Family Trust. Okay, so this is important to understand. The beneficiary designations, you cannot change them post-death. So if your beneficiary says spouse first, first of all, you should do a beneficiary audit. This is part of when I talk about estate planning. And these are things that we uncover when I talk about uncovering things in your investment planning. If I talk about things about your taxes, when we talk about things we uncover, one of those two is your estate plan. When was the last time you did an estate planning checkup? Even if you have a trust. Do you know who your successor trustees are? Do you know what your distribution section, what does that say? What about your powers of attorney? Do they need to be updated? Have children, you know, did you do them 10 years ago? Now they're different age, different things, different family members. This is important stuff. This is this Because in one way, shape, or form, your assets will be controlled by your documents, so they'll flow through your documents. I'll give you one quick example. We talk about powers of attorney. Look at your retirement accounts. I mentioned beneficiary designations. Have you done a beneficiary audit? Do you know who is your primary and your contingent? If you don't name your trust, I'm not saying it should flow through the trust or your estate planning documents. They have nothing to do with beneficiary designations. You should understand who your beneficiaries are. And again, life insurance, IRAs, 401ks. We need to understand that, but there's another aspect of it. What happens if you become incapacitated? You realize that asset is frozen during your lifetime? It has to stay titled in your name during your lifetime. Again, this is why I talk about being complete. These are not the most pleasant events, but your power of attorney, and I've been doing this long enough, and this is why our estate planning attorneys do the documents. I'm pretty insistent on it, even though I'm not the attorney, but I say, look, if I'm going to work with you, you need to have these documents in place. I don't want to ever have a spouse call me and say, well, you know, my spouse is incapacitated, and I say, well, I'm sorry, the account's frozen. You can't access it. Go to probate. Get a power of attorney. You see the problem there? So this is why this is critical. I had someone I spoke with just again the other day. Sorry, I'm going to get back to that. He said he put his child's name on the deed to his home. Okay? Now, that's problematic on a number of levels. You know, because he didn't. I said, well, if you put a trust, you just put the name on the trust. Number one. What happens if the spouse? What happens if the child gets divorced? Well, that asset's exposed. Their liability is exposed. What happens if they're sued? What happens if the child, you want to sell the house or refinance it? They don't want to sign a document. Number one. Number two, the taxes, they just tied into your cost basis. So now they could owe a capital gains tax instead of inheriting it where they get a step up on cost basis. So this is, again, will it flow to that child if you pass away? Because, yeah. What happens if the child predeceases you? Now where does it go? Well, it goes to probate. You see this? So when I say doing a trust where you put the house in the trust, again, full step up in cost basis, so there's no tax on the inheritance of the house. There's no liability exposure in any way to the child because they're not on it. It goes completely to your, and if you have more than one child, which he did, how do they split up the house? So now it can go through the trust. This is just one aspect of understanding how are your assets titled, who are your beneficiaries, what do your documents say? And similar to the investment plan, when was the last time you looked at these documents? Number one, you should have them in place. The powers of attorney, medical power of attorney, financial living trust. This is what we advise as a firm. We have an attorney that does this stuff. If you don't have this in place, I'm sorry, this is my opinion, you're not complete. That's just one of the five pillars. So I just wanted to touch upon some of these things, and hopefully if any of these things, you know, are hitting home with you, or you're saying maybe there's a blind spot in my overall plan, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We'll take a look at everything. Bring it all in. We can do that. We can review the estate planning documents. We'll review your tax plan, the income plan, like I said, the five pillars. Your investment plan is at portfolio analysis, all of that. If you have life insurance coverage, let's take a look at all of this. This is about being complete. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time to talk. You can email me with questions. I will respond. Sign up for one of our classes. We want to be a resource for you. Well, we're out of time, but we'll be back next week, same time, same station. Listen to Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Hour.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.